With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tennessee voters casting ballots in a special election today. It's being closely watched around the country, including in the nation's capital.
Off-year special elections don't usually generate national interest, but the race to choose a representative for Tennessee's conservative 7th congressional district is doing just that. The contest has seen a surge in spending from both Republicans and Democrats. President Trump phoned into a pre-election day rally yesterday as Republicans cling to a slim majority in the House, while Democrats hope a strong showing could boost them ahead of midterms next November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressional Democrats and some Republicans say they'll investigate one of those strikes on suspected drug-running boats off the coast of Venezuela. The White House says these are narco-terrorists at sea, poisoning Americans, says they must be taken out.
With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
That's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. At issue here is a follow-up strike on one of the boats. On Thursday, Navy Vice Admiral Frank Bradley will provide a classified briefing to key lawmakers. Russia's military claims it has captured a key logistics hub in eastern Ukraine. The announcement comes ahead of a Moscow meeting between President Putin and President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Huge winter storm that slammed the Midwest has moved on to the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast this morning, bringing snow and sleet to some areas, a cold rain to others. Parts of New England expect quite a bit of snow. Interior New England. Stocks higher on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Who trusts the mainstream media?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Over the past few decades, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left parts of the Middle East for good, driven by wars and the rise of Muslim extremists. In Iraq, large numbers of believers fled after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 and the rise of ISIS that followed. Iran has been persecuting Christians for decades, and the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan has driven many believers out of that country. This is SRN News. A new Texas law restricts which restrooms transgender people can use in certain government buildings and schools.
The so-called bathroom bill requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing room matching their sex assigned at birth. The bill does not include any specific guidelines for enforcement and does not punish an individual for using a public facility that does not match their sex at birth. However, facilities can be fined $25,000 for the first violation. Supporters say the bill will make public spaces much safer for women. Jason Walker reporting.
New York City officials say that Starbucks will shell out about $35 million to more than 15,000 workers in New York City, settling claims it denied them stable schedules and arbitrarily cut their hours. More details at SRNNews.com.